Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is exactly how I'm feeling today. We were just talking about this before, but you see this thing here? You see this thing here? Oh my God. No one's listened to this more than me.
Is this Drive By?
Nah.
No. What is this? Oh, this is Scraps.
Yeah. Big boy, the one and only. Watch him now.
It's my favorite rapper, you know.
We're living in the times where people record themselves doing crime and they wonder how they end up inside. So the nigga get 26 years, look like he wanted to cry because he hasn't even turned 25. I seen another nigga get a stretch, but he knew what to expect, so he took it on the chin and he smiled. Seen a man turn snitch on his two codees during trial. I could see that shit coming from a mile because it's so funny.
Games to the aim, fun and games when he's
pulling up and whips.
Now it's pull up and dips, bitch.
So you
better take the risk.
When the fire's blown out, you got one of the wish. Now it's canteen, she's filling out the list. There ain't many options.
All there is fish.
Yeah?
And now you're pissed.
The best advice, now watch him. Better know what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. Had a bright future and now it's ruined.
Cause he caught another nigga slipping and he splashed
that. Then he went and spoke about the drilling on his Snapchat. That's an idiot thing. And T-Bat Tim.
Can you play the intro afterwards?
Huh?
Can you play the intro afterwards?
Huh?
Can you play the intro afterwards, please?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm still going. You know why? Just know what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing. Hey! This brother. This, what are you saying, the intro?
Curiosity, I'm wondering, can anybody actually fuck with me? I've been feeling like I am Mike did in 86 when he dropped a couple niggas and he knew that I was it. My whips blacked out, totally eclipsed. I'm wearing YSL, but I ain't listening to Gunna, he's a snitch. I got rare bad bitches on my, but I don't give a shit, cause they only wanna know me trying rich. When I'm out there on the pitch, they didn't wanna know, but now they wanna know me now. Come legit, they went around when I was cooking in the kitchen. And even though I rap, niggas wanna kill me, so I've always gotta stay equipped. My clock ain't got a switch, but I still empty out the clip so quick. You won't get a chance to flinch. I'm trying to live my dreams, I ain't trying to get pinched. They're trying to act tough, who they're trying to convince.
This thing is fucking crazy.
He's my favorite rapper, man.
Bro, this thing is crazy.
My favorite rapper, man.
This thing is. I've not stopped listening to it, bro. Since it dropped, I've not stopped listening to it. I didn't think he was. Not on a thing of like, I wasn't doubting him. I was just like, obviously, he's had a lot going on. You know, he's had a big case, whatnot, did the time served thing or whatever. And I thought that maybe what he might have just been doing in the meantime is just making a little something while he's got a little bit of free time, and then just flinging something out there while he's just going to be in jail. You know them ones there? You know when a man just like,
I'm with you.
You know what, I might be in jail for a long time. Let me just try and get as much raps out as possible, couple tunes, whatnot, fling a thing out, and that's that. Make that live for a time.
I thought that too. I thought it wasn't, it's not at his forefront right now.
Right.
Like, he's dropping, but it's not.
He's got bigger fish to fry right now. Do you know what? This sounded like the bigger fish that was frying. Yeah?
Yeah.
To pieces.
So that was a snapper?
To bits.
Come on, my brother.
My charge.
I can't lie to you. I like the fact that when he raps, it's like he's making statements and we're not here to argue with his statements.
Wait, did you have you seen his him and Posty's thing?
Yes, I haven't.
You know, he said something that was so funny, was so gangster and so funny at the same time.
Which part?
Which shows you exactly what you're talking about. It speaks to this perfectly. So Posty says, by the way, I'm talking about an interview that Posty did with Scraps.
Course in the Cali, right? Or
yeah, they're in his whip. Or whatever. Anyway, yeah. Posty says, yeah, like, he goes, there was a video shoot, and then after they left, some man then rolled up to the video shoot. And Posty got a phone call saying that some dudes came, and they came there with a baseball bat. Then Scraps laughed and he said, is that what they are? They came with a baseball bat. So then he goes on. He goes, so when I ran you, yeah, and I told you that they was there, then you said, he goes, you know what you said? He said, what did I say? He said, them man can't move to me with baseball bat. And then, so they started laughing about it. And then the gangster thing that he said afterwards was, yeah, man, you can't come with that because we just disarm you. Brother, it's a statement you're not arguing with.
Brother.
It's better you don't come with that because we just disarm you.
You know what's funny? He tricked me for time because at the start of the interview, he kept talking about holiday.
Yeah, I thought, okay.
Then he said he was on holiday and met gigs. I said, what? What are the chances of that, man?
If you're Jamaican, you know about holiday because your family were always taking holidays.
I said, brother, I thought you just went on holiday and bumped into gigs. What kind of 90s rap story is that?
Brother, the amount of time my family
he said holiday, bare times.
My family would go on holiday with no comeback and no tan. I knew what type of holiday it was after.
That's an explorer, man.
There was somebody in the comments said, oh, Scraps is well travelled.
Yeah, Belmont.
But you know what? Big him up, though. He's delivered a cold, cold, cold project. Like, it's sick. I'm proper enjoying it, man.
I'm happy for him, man. But you know what I need now, innit?
What's that?
The Ice City collab tape.
Yeah, I think like it looks like they're in a space where that could happen now.
That's what I feel like.
Why do you feel like this? Don't get me gassed.
Because Nines is outside, he's outside. The rest of the man, I think the majority of them are, and they've been featuring on Nines' thing and they've been featuring on his. So it's almost like I feel like they're in a space now where, obviously as well, I'm speculating here.
Yeah.
Some of that like super hereditary street shit that was going on or whatever has simmered down a tiny bit. So I think that now they can focus on that a little bit more, I believe.
And if I was to guess, being that Scraps has just dropped his project, Nan's dropped two last year.
Yeah.
Their commitments are a bit, you get me? Maybe they're a bit more free now. Maybe they can link up and get a collab tape going. All I need is 10. That's not a lot.
Yeah, that's not a lot between all them, man.
That's not a lot.
But Nines keeps saying he's quitting. Every minute. I'm surprised he even dropped two verses on this project. I'm very surprised. Cold as well. Cold features. Especially the one with DB. But yeah, I don't know. I think it relies on Nines, man. I just got no faith in Nines rapping. I swear down.
Our
conversation, me and Nines' conversation, is about football.
Is it? Yeah.
It's just about Martinelli. There's nothing else we speak about apart from, did you see Martinelli this evening? It's like he's just... He's tapped out.
He says that as well.
He's tapped out, man.
He said he's tapped
You're
out.
You're saying
but he's but it sounds like elements of that is street shit, some of it.
I thought it was street shit. I can't.
It is, but it's also music. He's moving on to films and that's a commitment within itself, bro.
I can't accept that.
I can't accept that. And the reason why I'm going to rebuke it is because I think, I hear you, I was lightly surprised that he was on Scraps. It's lightly.
Yeah.
But I think it's the importance.
Yeah, you have to be on Scraps' project.
You've got to be on that.
Yeah.
You have to be on that. And you know what? If there is a conversation of this happening, you have to do, like, you have to do that. But then where I agree with you is that I think that tape only happens if Nine says, this is what we should do, or this is important to do. Is he in the space right now to do that and commit to that?
I mean, it doesn't sound like...
I don't know. Especially the fact that he dropped two tapes in 1 year, yeah?
Yeah.
And like, the first one that he dropped, I loved. The second one, I don't listen to as much now. So it's almost like he's just trying to get out of a situation to be free rather than I'm dropping two projects type thing. So it makes me go... He is free.
Yeah, I thought so.
Fully free.
I
don't know. It just seemed rushed, that last one, man. It just seemed rushed. So it just makes me go, maybe he's just going to take a break for a while. Maybe he's just done.
Maybe that other one, because what? When? Okay, speculation again.
Yeah, it's all speculation.
He caught a charge again, didn't he? He had a little thing that was going on.
Oh, yeah, at the airport.
So
yeah,
maybe it was that as well. You know what? I might be sitting down for a little piece again. Let me just think.
Quickly, oh, just
think. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But remember, he had the film.
I want the collabs.
I want the host there. Who's the host? Super.
Yeah.
Ah, brother, I want all of that. Streets. Jay Styles.
You know Jay Styles has to turn up.
Brother.
What is Jay Styles doing?
I don't know what Jay Styles is doing.
He's allowed to do this. This is very consistent.
Nah, do you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It's not acceptable.
We shouldn't allow it.
Nah, it's not acceptable.
We shouldn't allow it. You shouldn't be allowed to do it.
When was the last time? Let me check. Because I remember the last time he dropped something, yeah, this was in heavy rotation in my whip. And since then.
He dropped something a year ago.
Yeah, he dropped something after Favelas.
Yeah.
After his Favelas hook.
He did.
And then just cut.
But that's what he does.
We shouldn't allow it though.
No, man. Can't Style Me. That was 2019, yeah?
Yeah. But then he dropped Favela. But then he drops like a song, I'm sure, after Favela.
His last thing was Litty Committee.
There you go.
But wait, hold on a minute, yeah? On the Spot.
Yeah.
On the Spot, there's only Litty Committee, which was 20 last year. The Daily Duppy last year. And that's that until, what was it? It goes back to 2019.
Flip your neck. Took a spotty holiday.
Was he taking a holiday? He weren't taking a holiday. That's not acceptable.
Yeah, it's not.
He's too cold to just not be. And I think even though right now it's a, you know, like, could be a bit of a funny time or whatnot, I just think there's a space for that style of rap to make a little something. You get what I'm saying?
I think so. I would love that going into summer. I would love that going into
what, Jay Styles or that, yeah. or the whole Ice City thing?
Jay Styles, but really the Ice City thing. But Jay Styles is, he's got a good, I like his twang, I like the way he raps.
Yeah, same.
His character in his rap is so defiant, it's so evident, his style is so unique. It's so rude, boy, swaggy.
It's part of my default. You know, before I was telling you about my elements of my default rap. That's part of my default rap. What I tend to go to when I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not listening to anything else right now. Let me just go to my default. I'll go and pick something up from Jay Styles.
Has everyone got like a one rapper that you wish you could just like, wake the fuck up, rapper?
Yeah, but mine's is always going to be left. Like Jesse James Solomon is the one guy I wish would wake up.
Oh, I've got one.
I wish Jesse James. Okay. I wish he would just wake up and just at least deliver a project. He's worse than Vibber. Man, just don't. He's just, where are you, Jesse James? Where are you?
Yeah, where is he?
Woolly Road, right now with Suspect. Man, drop something, man.
I heard he's a traveller. He takes real holidays.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like he went to Mexico and just didn't come back for time, bro. Said to me, he's dropping a tape all now.
Did he grow out his hair and do all kinds of...
Grow out
his beard and all that.
I reckon so, yeah.
Mine is Benjamin AD.
But he dropped something the other day, to be fair.
Yeah, but I need a project.
There was like five songs on there.
Was there?
Yeah, what? Effing Amazing.
Let me see. I missed that.
There's a song on there called Effing Amazing. I can look for my phone, it's in my pocket.
Oh, then Benjamin, you listen, brother. You just put me
Benjamin,
on.
Benjamin, come on, my brother, man.
You just put... Oh, he did!
Come on, my brother.
February, I missed it.
You, man. Come on, my guy,
you're
man.
You're going
to
have a good day.
Oh, Ultra Rare, right? God, today
Ultra
is a great
Rare
day
was
for
crazy.
Me,
right, Fake It Till You Make It, crazy. Effing Amazing, crazy. Miss Me, it's crazy.
It's got Lex on there as well.
I can't lie, it's crazy.
Oh,
it's my
brother,
guy, man.
Brother.
I told you, Benjamin.
You see,
that's
as soon
guy.
As I leave here.
Yeah, man.
As soon as I leave here,
brother,
that's on.
That's a great brother. That's a great surprise. I'm actually jealous of you right now.
Because you know that.
Yeah.
I was yours.
Yeah. Bam Bam.
Okay.
I hear that.
I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. If he's inside, free him. If he's outside, rap.
All right. Yeah. Sorry to go left again, yeah. Me and Jordy were talking about this whilst we were walking here, yeah.
Mm.
So you see for bats, yeah. I was so gassed when I started seeing this guy in the belly doing this doing up R&B and getting big numbers. I was thinking, yo, he found a loophole because he's independent, so forth. When I found out who his management was, and I can't remember
who is his
right
management?
Now. Oh, she's so well connected.
Creative director at RCA, I believe. So that's what I read.
That's deep.
It made me go.
It's gangster.
It is gangster, and I rate it. But when I say that's independent next to something like Jordy, it doesn't feel right, if that makes any sense to me.
Okay.
Like, can we... Is independent even independent anymore?
Yeah and no.
By terminology, okay, it's still independent, but do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Some people are independent but still have certain type of... Like, they found loopholes.
Yeah, because like, can you be independent but you still got people in the house?
Yes. You know why? I'll tell you why.
High up the food chain.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right to me, but it feels right.
It depends on the motivation, and it depends on also the element of the business. But you know what? I think that there are some people that like work a very small group of people that work kind of high up and have some type of connections and have a certain love for a certain some people and just want to help.
That's
and
if fair they can, enough.
And I believe in that. I don't think that there's a lot of them. I don't think there's a lot of them at all, to be honest with you. But I do think that there's some people that are like using their leverage to say, you know what, you're good. Come here. I got that. I'm going to, you know what I mean? Let's not rush nothing. But boom. And then obviously, when you do sign a big thing, kill me off a little.
You know what I mean? You know, like in football, you got professional, you have amateur, and in the middle, you have semi-pro.
Right.
Can we just have something like that for that type of independent artist? You're not independent. You're not signed.
But you know what it's like? I think there's independent and independent on paper.
I like this.
Go on.
Like, independent on paper is like, for by bats. The terminology. Yeah.
Yeah, for bats.
Okay.
And then there's independent where you're actually getting out of the mud.
Brother.
With da-da-da-da. It's almost like the term freestyle. How it's been changed.
I like this.
Like you drop a song
and
call it freestyle just because it's got no structure when freestyling used to be.
I'm just going to spit.
I guess the word. The word is just muddy, didn't it? The word's just got muddy.
Bugsy was permanently independent though, innit? Let me just check.
Permanently independent?
But yeah, he's been permanently independent. He's never signed a deal.
So then that though. He, whatever has happened with Bugsy right now, he can say he's independent forever.
Yeah, he's like, he's never signed a deal. Let me just check his words.
Don't sound right.
Serious.
I don't know his business, but I remember Chip saying, tell this person and this put that person.
Oh.
Nah, because you know what Chip's issue was, yeah? If you look at some of his stuff, even on Spotify, it just says, Be Somebody Entertainment, which looks
like
respect
his that. Thing.
Big up him.
But you know what it is? I think Chip's thing at the time was that he was being supported by Charlie Sloth.
Charlie Sloth, you get what I'm saying?
Oh, that's so different. I think in his mind, it was like, his thing was, you're putting a battery in my man's back to do this.
Mm.
And that's why I think at a point, he wasn't fucking with them, man. And then even when, here's where Chip's the rude boy, yeah? When they called him into One Extra to go and do a freestyle. This my man.
First bar. In his face. Chip's not easy, you know.
Talk about that one.
I mean, he came there with his glasses on him.
Yeah, he did. Right, shout out Chip, man.
Yeah. Chip's a rude boy. So much.
Fam, how can he say that for the first bar?
Chip's a rude boy. When it comes to that, he's on the vibe of you can't style me.
What would you do if that happened to you?
What's that?
I don't know, man. You're at One Extra now. You've invited Bryson Tiller.
Bryson Tiller's a good one, actually. Anyway, I've got a story
like
about
that.
You
want him to get something cooking, and he just gives you a quick dig. Are you pressing stop on the beat?
Because suddenly he saw you say on HC Pod, he's like, yeah, I watched that nigga.
I'll let him have it. I'll let him have that still.
Yeah.
But you know what it is, yeah?
It works.
Do you know why as well? One of the reasons why I let him have it is because, to be honest with you, what is amazing is I just have the benefit of being able to just come back on the pod and then talk about it for her. And if I want to have a strong rebuttal for a good 20 minutes, then I'm going to have that. And that might even be even stronger sometimes.
It's true.
But
and he can't engage with it because he's an artist. He has a checkout point. You actually don't.
No, but I think the reason why Charlie like even did that is because I think Charlie deep down wanted to make the peace. So it was like, you know, when they're man rats, they say, they know that they've done something wrong or they feel like they've done something wrong. Mm. And they say, look, I just want it over with. You can slap me. You can punch me in my face if you want. And then we can just beat me up. Oh, and then it's like, yeah. After, because in their mind they think, once you beat me up, we can be friends
again.
Yeah,
yeah, we're even.
I think it was.
I'll tell you, Charlie left one extra. I was to say, you can't be cussing up your co-host like that, but.
No. Charlie's doing his thing, though. Big him up. But Bugsy, his thing, fully independent.
The bigger Bugsy.
And he's done incredibly well.
Very
for
Very well.
On top films. Of that.
Yeah, he was in that film with. What was his name again?
Statham? No, someone bigger than that, no?
Is it a Guy Ritchie film?
The Guy Ritchie film.
Guy Ritchie.
He was good in that as well.
I don't even know who the real Bugsy Malone is.
What do you mean?
What's the. That Bugsy Malone is named after someone, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Who's the actual Bugsy Malone?
Guy from New York?
I think it was Guys and Dolls or something like that.
Right, you've lost
it. I don't know, but it was like Bugsy Malone. It was like this childish...
Have you got internet?
It's an old school thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an old school
thing.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, because, yeah, Bugsy Malone has always stood out to me as a... Not the rapper, but Bugsy Malone has stood out to me as like some type of old school cartoon.
Yeah.
I feel like some Italian New York something.
That feels right. That kind of feels right.
We don't know Bugsy Malone.
Yeah, man, you can't fuck with my man. That's Bugsy Malone. All right, cool. You know what? My man's going to come there and tax your thing at some point. Yeah, right? One of them New York Italian.
There's so many gangsters in the past, man. So,
like, big you getting information? He's done very well from it, man.
Huh? Who's he?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Like a movie. Oh, when did it come out? Let me guess the year. 1962.
73.
Ooh, closer. Oh.
Po.
77.
76.
Oh. Who was in it then? Who was Bugsy? White Don.
Yeah.
With a beard.
Sick film, bro. I watched this in school.
But what era? Where was he from?
Prohibition.
Huh?
Put him on the screen.
Big man, I just want to know if he was Italian American. This is from New York. I just want to be right.
Yeah, he has to be Italian now.
It was.
Yeah. Thank you.
You'd have to guess he was like now. Some sort of gangster, like hard man type.
But yeah, if you can have that level of independency and have a career like that, then you find yourself in a situation where it's hard for anyone to offer you things because you know what you can get when you have just done it yourself.
100%.
With your team. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, okay, I get this pie, 100% of the pie, and I could just break it down amongst my team because it's a big pie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, you're going to offer me something and this pie is getting split all kinds of ways and whatnot. And what are you really, really going to do? It has to be something inspirational for someone to be able to turn around and say, well, when you have a career like that anyway.
Well, you're doing Bugsy Malone. Like, he's released a training in JD Sports. He's obviously been Guy Ritchie films. He did
arena tours. Mobiles,
arena there's also, tours. There's also, like, there's also, what are you offering him?
There's also a freedom that you just can't.
Like JME.
You can't buy it. Like,
yeah.
Free.
Like the freedom that being independent offers you is like, wow.
Yeah.
You get me? I mean, independent and doing well.
Right.
Yeah, some people are just independent. Like,
right. Independent. Which is the majority. To be honest, like, let's go there then. That's like, you know, what he's done is a dream.
Mm.
And that is like only a small percentage of people really achieve that. Artists really achieve that. The majority are just independent, and actually, there's a big hustle within that part. Do you know what I mean? But I would always say, if you can build a fan base with your independency, then humans. You have some type of leverage there when it comes to
Is Cassius dead, Indy?
I want to say
he feels dead. Indy.
I want to say yes, but I know Amy Becker works with him because he's at that label. He's at that label, though. He's at that label that Giggs was at, that Adele was at.
Excel.
Okay. Oh, is he, yeah?
Is Excel an indie label?
To me, that's a label that is...
Yeah, I believe they're an indie label, but...
But they are... Are they an indie?
But you know what? He's C from T, and I know him as Castro. So he will always be indie to me, because I'm biased.
Right. Excel,
It's Excel. I'm biased, though, with Castro, man. He's too old school, fam. I can show you some YouTube freestyles from 2000 and God knows what. Shout out Smilo, he showed me the other day. Castro, man.
You watched them back then.
And these songs I watched it like 3 days ago.
Big up to Cassis Dead though.
He's done his thing, man.
Yeah, man. He got himself a Brit and stuff like that, which is called. Shout out to, also, what did it say? Yeah, XL Recordings. Shout out to them.
Ghanaian and English, yeah.
He's Ghanaian.
Wow. Why does it say English brackets Geordie? It's from Newcastle.
But yeah, no, big him up still.
Yeah, another 100. Win for North London, man. Big him up, thank man. You so much, man. North London, home of the greats, man. We got some incredible artists. Check out Skepta's new song, man, Tony Montana.
And he's another one who's got his own really strong fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super strong fan base.
It's important to build that, like actual humans.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more important than algorithm and numbers online.
Mm.
You kind of saw that, for especially from the early Grime days. When I used to take a look at, for example, Meridian, yeah. As soon as, like, I don't know, what's his name again that had beef? Has my mind gone blank? Big H. When Big H used to do a video just talking, he would get like 100,000 views. Just talking. He's not even saying anything significant. Sitting in the chicken shop, cussing Wiley. That's when I was like, this guy actually has people that will tune into everything to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't have that, man. So it's true. No. When you got actual humans that will come out of, because I think some people have got like probably low numbers online, yeah. But if they do like a show or something, they announce a tour, it's getting sold out, bro.
They will be able to. I'm going to stop mentioning this guy's name, but one day I will stop mentioning it anyway.
Who?
But Shaka, if he announces a tour right now, people are going to that tour.
100.
Because he has a fan base of people that just love him.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Cass is Dead is probably exactly the same.
Oh, he's Cass is good, Dead, really 100%.
Good, you know, he's dropped an album, yeah, that came out, what, last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he could have maybe a 3-year hiatus, and then if he wants to, come back again without even having music out and do a tour, and his people are stepping out for him.
Do you know who I realise is like probably the biggest example of that? And it just hit me. I was like, whoa, DBE. Like,
yeah. Oh, wow.
To come back and do what they've done, it proper woke me up as if to say, do you know what? In this thing we call life, you just got to create your own path and do your thing, because that can lead you to that. They're independent as well, no?
Yeah, I think so.
They're independent as well.
I know that they have a distribution deal, but do you know what, yeah? Do you know what is mad?
They're having a laugh.
Listen, they are having a big, they're having a big laugh. You know the maddest thing is, yeah? Transparency here, yeah?
Go on. Shout out Colin Baxter.
Yeah, honourable shout out to him. So, I really like Young Ads. I really, really, mm-hmm. really, really rate him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I rate that establishment, but I remember having a point where I was watching them and I was thinking, I was like, looking at where they were going musically and all of that type of stuff, yeah? And there was a part of me that was just like, I feel like they're going to get to a point that where they represent stuff that just won't represent me.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And it's not something that I would resonate with too much. In my mind at the time, I just sort of speculated that it's just going to be a whole load of just gas, yeah? They'll still be good at it, but it's just going to be a whole load of gas. And it's just like a popular thing that's just not for me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But you know what? It's been quite the opposite. Because of how big they have actually got, yeah? There's parts where I feel like, oh, they're not even getting talked about in certain rooms in the way that they should be getting 100%. Talked about. Do you get what I'm saying?
100%.
Their thing is completely separate.
It's different.
And they are on their own thing. 100. They literally just keep their head down and just do their thing.
100%.
And that is then now, what, 4 times at the O2 Arena and that. That is, do you know how bonkers that is?
Gangster.
Not to mention that they actually got a studio in the O2 and they're doing... They slept in there and they're recording music in the studio like they're Kanye West. Like, not everyone has them privileges. Not everyone has them privileges. You got to be superstars in order to do that, so...
I've got a critique, though.
I
do have one.
You can't, man. He said 3K on the bombs. I ain't got a stylist, man. What are you talking about?
I got one. Just one.
Go on.
But you would be able to guess it anyway, because you know my thing.
What?
PA tracks, man. I need the PA tracks, bro.
I'm with you there.
I need the PA tracks, bro. I just think, yeah. For me, this is just me. It blows my mind that artists, not just them, but there are some artists that are doing these levels of shows.
Yeah.
And they're just essentially rapping over the Spotify song.
Yeah, but my thing is this.
Go on.
A lot of it is down to your audience.
I don't care. I'm gonna be honest. Sorry. I know he's gonna try and find a loophole. I'm just saying, for me,
that's the audience. Like, you gotta cater to your audience. No,
I'm prepared to offer them some grace.
Go on.
Well, first of all, I've never been in a room that big. But
you'll get there.
I didn't want
don't
that.
Say it like that. Don't say it like that.
I didn't want that.
That was so cheeky. That seems so patronizing.
I didn't want that.
Don't worry. Yeah, but you could.
I didn't want that.
It couldn't. Yeah.
You see, when I said it, I realized I shouldn't have said that.
You almost said it halfway through, like.
But yeah, nah. The fact that like the room's so big, and they got sing along songs, it's like, guys. Come on, just do the job for me, man.
Just cool, don't panic, do darling. It. You ain't seen like, that gun in real life, but I panic, darling.
No, PA, bro, do you know how
PA that?
You know
why?
I'll tell you why. This is just me, though.
Yeah.
Is that like, when I'm at a live show, yeah, I want to sing and rap the words with you.
Yeah.
I've already done that in the car.
Yeah, okay.
I did it in the car on the way there.
Yeah.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
So when I get there now, I want to do it with just you.
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't mind when they just take the mic.
I think small.
And they go, just call.
Yeah.
And I want to be a part of that. Just
right,
to do that with
right, me. Okay, let me just go. Do you know how gangster it is, Poe, yeah? When as a, I mean, I ain't mean a rapper, but I've seen it, where the rapper or the singer does the first bar, then they point the microphone to the crowd, and it's just the instrumental and the crowd.
Mm.
But they got
not look, the Spotify.
Yeah, team. But I ain't got auto tune on my voice.
Now they put that on their microphone.
Exactly. So I don't know. I'm trying to make excuses for them.
I think
right
small
now,
rooms,
man.
There's no excuse. 100%.
I hate it anyway. There's like I will give some grace and say, you know what, certain songs or like certain parts of the set, fine. Mm. I'll also give some grace in a sense that you know what, like sometimes with some artists, yeah. They made some bangers in a certain studio and whatever, and then later on it popped off for them. Now they can't get hold of the producer. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah, it's old thing, but it just so happens to be a big rhythm. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what? You might not even be able to get a PA version of that. So I hear it, even though I still have a rebuttal for that, because on Serato, if you're the DJ, you should know that there's a stems thing where you can take the vocals out. Yeah, but anyway, that's the next thing. But I could give some grace.
Technicals as well.
I could give some grace in it, but it's like, you know what? I don't want the whole show as that. And I just, for me, my elites, the ones that are like at the top of the thing and that, don't
bad.
Do that.
Perform. Yeah, this is why I don't like this, because I see that little smirk on your face. Look at you trying to draw people out. Chucky, I think your core fan base has a big part to do with it, as well as the music itself. That music that they make, you listen to it when you're completely off your head. You don't care if it's auto-tune, you don't care if a man's on the mic, or there's a backing track, you just want to be in the vibe. There are some artists, like a Mariah Carey, where she don't have that privilege. I want to hear, when you sing my all, I want to know you're giving your all. Yeah. Like, I need to know that. Mm. I don't feel that way about DBE. I don't think most people would. Sorry, Jordan. I feel like I cut you off.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I do apologize.
I would have liked if I went to 50 Cent show and he did that, though.
You wouldn't like. But I don't think 50 Cent and DBE sit in the same space, though.
I think you are. They're in the same room. I think you are trying to find a loophole that doesn't exist.
Perform in the same room?
I'll be honest with you. Yes. I'll be honest with you.
I don't believe I am.
I just don't think that it's that deep. I think, though.
All right, let's scale it back. Let's just stop. Do you like PAs?
I prefer the PA version. I do prefer that, but it just depends on the artist for me. Like I said, if they don't do the PA version, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything, personally.
Mm.
But if there's other artists, though, like I said, Mariah Carey, because I'm going to hear that live, like, I need to hear that live.
So are you saying more with singers? Are you saying more with singers, you'd prefer them to have a PA, but rappers... Certain type of rappers.
It depends on the rapper. Right. It just depends on them. Man, make music mostly for the clubs.
SZA, man.
Could you imagine SZA over singing over herself? Brother. But I get where Poet's going.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You're essentially saying, yeah. For example,
I seen SZA live. It's crazy, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Money.
Say like 50. You wouldn't want to see 50 do something like that, but you wouldn't be mad at like Little Baby doing something like that.
I'm not mad at all.
Okay.
I'm not mad at Little Baby.
I'm still mad
but
at it.
I am mad at Young Thug.
Baby
crazy.
Can't even do his thing, PA, because he's too many punches.
That's true.
That's true.
So.
But I just don't like it. And you know what? I was so happy to see when I saw Potter doing his show, and I was seeing some clips and that, and I'm just hearing Potter's voice.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I love
and
that.
I'm like, this voice and this cadence is way too powerful to just be shouting over.
Yeah, you actually, yeah, Potter actually can't, do can't that. Shout over himself.
And telling stories in that as well. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But there's so much pain in his voice, I need to hear that live.
Exactly.
I need to hear that pain live. DMX, I wish I was alive. I would need to hear that pain live. Like Woodstock, I would have needed to hear that pain live. I just don't feel that way about Little Baby. I don't. There's nothing for me to hear live where I'm going to be like emotionally connected where I just lose my head. What's he going to say?
Do you know what I feel like you're saying indirectly?
Okay, maybe that. You know what?
Do you know what I feel like Poet's saying indirectly?
Go on.
He holds their man less than.
I think he's put...
I'm just saying in it.
No, do you know what?
I'm just saying it.
I can see where you're going with it. Yeah, you put the order. You're trying to put me in this sticky situation. I need to get myself out of here. One sec, Isa. Get myself out of here.
Where'd you put Gunner?
Gunner's an interesting one. Because you see the type of music he makes, it's that sort of chilled back, stripped back, I need to hear what's going on.
He holds them man higher.
I definitely don't hold Gunner higher. I don't listen to Gunner. I'll be honest with you, I don't listen to Gunner. I've never really been a Gunner fan like that.
Word to Scraps in here.
Come on, Scraps to my brother. But even before the snitching, I just didn't really rate him like that. I understood he was good, all of that. I went to his show in 2017 and walked out before he came on stage. Like, he's just not really my type of guy. No disrespect to him. But all disrespect to him.
Very disrespectful.
Yeah.
That is disrespectful. He didn't even give him the intro.
No, man. I went and linked my brother Max and we went and chilled. So I was like, my guy. So honestly, I don't know, man. It's nothing to do with that. I know what I want from a certain experience. And if that didn't happen, I wouldn't feel like I've walked out with less than, personally.
Let's just quickly go back to the independent thing, yeah? As we have independent artists.
Come on, man. But
especially you, Jordy, yeah?
That epitomizes.
Let's have a transparent conversation about what your independency looks like. I heard you say on the project, in fact, I'm getting into my checkup bag. Where you said something about you don't know what it's like or have to be in a situation where you have to put up the whole 20 and that's your only 20 or something like that. Yeah, I can't remember exactly how the bar went. It just came out today, innit?
Yeah, when you're 20, put the whole 20 up. Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what I find is the toughest thing for me being independent, yeah? Is every year people's fees go up and somehow the artist's budget doesn't. It even sometimes goes down, but the work is required to look better. And you're required to pay more. And that's the independent fight I face. I'm not crying about it. Like, I crack on with it. But it's a problem. Is what I will say. And it can't keep going that way. Is another thing I'd say.
What's the solution?
I don't know what the solution is. Because I don't think people would ever agree to lower their fees. The solution I've found is just finding young and hungry talent. And just starting again. Is what I'd probably do it every year. Just find someone new that's hungry.
Ain't that like a... it's like a catch-22 though, isn't it? Because it's like, if you provide people with something that they really, really like from you, especially if you're working with a certain type of somebody, yeah? Let's say producers, make it easy. That producer has a certain type of sound, a certain type of gloss. And then you move away because obviously that producer now has gone and made some songs with some other people and ended up getting huge notoriety, making big money now. So it's different when you go to a next producer.
Yeah,
you're essentially going with a different style, which might be different to what people really like from you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really answer that because I'm a bit spoiled in the sense that my cousins produce for me. My cousins have always produced for me. And they can't raise the fee on me because I'll tell my uncle that's their dad. You get me? But like the videos, like little things, videos, marketing, all that stuff that you could probably like got to fork out for. I'm actually starting to think maybe you don't need to fork out for it. But as things stand right now, that you have to fork out for every year, it goes up. And I understand because you know the country they're like close to living. Yeah, everyone's putting their prices up because. It's getting more expensive to live, but the budget for the man them that's indie, it's not being reflected in the cosy lives. It's not being raised. So I'm paying more, and the expectations are higher from the last one. You get me? So there's a pressure there. But I invite it, man. I invite it. Things need to change. I don't know how it will change. And I'm just going to keep moaning until it does, I think.
Yeah, things, I don't know. It's weird, it's interesting because sometimes things don't necessarily, it doesn't get better. It just gets different.
Mm.
But you said that it doesn't, you're starting to feel like you don't need to fork out mm-hmm. now. What do you mean by that?
Well, do you know what? I think, yeah. I was sitting in a meeting once and I thought to myself, I zoned out. Then I came back into the room and I thought, fucking hell, you lot are still chatting, innit? Then I thought, you know what I clocked? A lot of you are just in the way, like, better people in music are actually just in the way.
Mm.
And I think we need to go back to, like, direct-to-consumer. I think we need to start again. You know what I'm saying? I think we need to go back to direct-to-consumer. I think we need to go back to physicals. Like, some people might have to start doing the gangster thing and doing the Nipsey out the trunk stuff.
Right.
We can't put our fate into algorithms, bro.
Mm.
That's a madness.
The bad thing is, although he's so right, the hardest... I think the problem lies, and it's always lied with everyone, because... I was talking about this the other day and I was saying I rate Bashy. Bashy identified this problem a very long time ago. And he said that when you have to make music to survive, it's going to affect the music you make. So he just went and got a normal job and made music. So he had the ability to make music about the pressure of making a particular type of sound in order to get finance. Whereas a lot of artists maybe don't have that knowledge, so on and so forth. They just think that first album's going to change their whole life. And I think we just need to plan a lot better. We need to plan the business of our music a lot better before we start. A lot of us just sort of do it and then by chance we get into a situation and it's like, oh, let's plan the business now. So I think we're planning too late. We have to plan a lot earlier. Chip was a great example of that. The people that put the plan around Chip, they put a plan around him and I think it involved... Say the plan was a 2-year plan, they had met all their expectations within 10 months. And it's just like, that's because they had a plan from the start. So I would say a lot of artists definitely have to put a plan together before they start.
Yeah, you said about like sometimes, I think that happens to a lot of people where you have a situation and you feel like the first thing is going to go. And you mentioned it on the project as well, innit, where you said something along the lines of... what was it? You met Target and then you met somebody else and then they were telling you about the targets.
I sat with Target and I thought, this is it, man.
Yeah. You thought you were going to drop the project.
We didn't manage to get that deal over the line. But Target's still my guy, though. Yeah. And then obviously the Vibber bunch we signed with Jam, I thought flipping it, this is it. It was shocking.
Where is Mr. Jam, by the way?
He's gone to dance. Yeah, over here.
Brother, he did a pink.
Yeah, he's on a dance team.
Can the man say he's on a pink?
Mr. Jam.
Hey, if he was white, you know, that would be a big conversation, that. I'll tell you that now.
If he was white, that would be a bit...
That would be a big conversation, that. That would be a segment. I'll tell you.
Mr. Jam, you know.
Hey,
yeah.
Mr. Jam
just be getting the bread, man. You gotta allow him.
He's getting big bread, bro. Come I remember on. At one point for months, or actually for a whole year, I was seeing his face plastered all over the place. Yeah,
his face was about.
Yeah.
Jam and bread.
And
strongly.
Yeah, we had a bad deal there. You're an idiot.
He was doing his thing. He was definitely like... He was doing a lot of stuff. He was quite active. In regards to the radio show.
This show he do like for an hour where bare different artists would come in.
It's an hour.
Don't worry. Carry on, Jody.
No, I just didn't. I get what you was trying to do.
I was a young, bright-eyed kid, man. I came into the game. I had a chat with the labels. I went into office. Remember when people used to take a picture of the logo when they walk into the labels?
That was
my story, man.
And then you do the one as well where you put your feet up next to it, kind of. You take a picture of your feet by the thing.
Like, this is where I be, man.
This is where I be.
But then I quickly realised, nah, man.
It's not my story.
I prefer doing things in my own time. Because you know what? When I made A13, I sat with someone who said, I'm going to take this for you and I'm going to upscale it for you. I'm going to do this, do that, do that. And I thought, all right, cool. But what time, the type of time frame are you thinking? He said 6 months. I said, no, like, no. I want to drop this in 2 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
I can't see that happening, bro. So I just left the office and dropped it. And it went, it done its thing. And my man said, right, look, we're happy he's doing well, but we can't work with Jordy. He's hard to work with. He clearly don't listen. I said, see, this is what I mean. You can't call me hard to work with because I think you got a shit idea.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous. So I choose freedom. You get what I'm saying?
I like that.
Bro, you can't do that. So I just choose freedom, man. I choose freedom. And I think someone like Jeremy's been hidden in plain sight for so long because he don't care about tooting his own horn, innit? But brother, when I spoke to him, he showed me like 1900 songs on his phone. Like four videos. Shot, clean, graded, everything. He's showing me them on his phone. I said, so what are you doing? I don't know. When are you dropping? Don't care. Why not? Don't need to.
When he's ready.
He said, bro, I make music, I show my brethren, and that's what I love right now. Making music, like releasing music. Now, I'm not speaking for Jeremy anymore now, but releasing music, creating it's sick. Releasing it is a daunting task. Too many hoops to jump through.
Like?
What's the first thing that comes to mind? I mean, I've done some terrible interviews in my time. I'll tell you that.
I hear it.
But like the older I get, I've clocked. All right, cool. That I'm not doing that now. Like,
right.
My first project, I'm just doing everything. I'm everywhere. I'm chatting to this person, that person. Second project, all right, not that. Third project, all right, definitely not them. But at this point, I'm here with you, man. I ain't really spoke to much else people. But there's a lot of campaigning and jumping through hoops, and if you don't, you feel like you're a bad person and they're not going to show you love. You get me? And that sort of anxiety and pressure sits with you. But, bro, you just got to be comfortable with you, bro.
Do you know what? Last question, yeah? On a super transparent one, though, still. I think it's kind of important to have this. Because a lot of artists, I think, that are independent, this is probably something they don't really talk about. But how do you eat?
As in keep the lights on?
Yeah.
Music pays me well, but super transparent. Music pays me well now, but I only stopped working last year, Jan.
I'm glad you said that.
I only stopped working last year, Jan. And I think I was pretty clear. But if I wasn't, I worked at West Ham for time. Everyone knows me. I was at West Ham. They used to see me in the shop. Well, go on, come on. And I stopped last year, Jan, to just take the plunge. I just took the plunge, innit?
Right.
Not even that I was up when I quit, but I thought, you know what? When you throw yourself in water, your body fights to...
Yeah.
You get me? I thought, let me do that. It's time for me to do that instead of having this safety net. So I just took the plunge and, like, God's smiling on me. It's worked out for me. I'm doing all right. But I had a job. Let's not be silly. You get me?
Yeah. Because I think enough people, that's the one thing, in it. It's like some feel like, I made a couple videos and this, that, and I don't want to have a job right now and thing because it looks mad and this, that. And know what?
It was a thing in my brain for a minute, but...
This is why I think it's important for me to just rap elements of your truth. Because you know what? If your style of rapping, was constant, I'm driving around in this, I got the watch, I got the thing, boom, bang, bing, and then man goes to West Ham and sees you in the shop. It's kind of like, whoa, hold on, mate, one second. Yeah. It feels a bit odd.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But your value has always been you.
Yeah.
Your value has always been you, so you progress with just being yourself, innit?
And it's-
so I think if you're rapping... Yeah, if you're trying to make it through in this rapping thing or whatnot, and your style is, I got the thing, boom, and you're renting this and that and doing all kinds of stuff, and you're showing a perception that this is what your lifestyle is, then your mind is going to fuck you even more when it's time to say, you know what, you might need to take a couple steps back to get this to make a little money, and then...
I put my 2 pence. If you're doing that, you're a stranger to the culture because you know who that role is anyway, and you know it's not you.
Strong.
That's why I sleep good at night, man. Because if you find me at West Ham, cool. What? And everyone knows at West Ham. I know West Ham talk half the time. I'm filthy with it.
100.
Like, you know what? As well, that kind of works in your benefit a bit. Because obviously,
it landed well.
You get what I'm saying.
It landed well. But
people like that. I used to do it with Poets Corner. I wore my work uniform on Poets Corner. Mm. When people see you in real life with it, they just feel like even more connected to you. They're like, oh my god. Remember, this is characters to people. You know, they're watching something. They see Bart Simpson wearing different clothes. They don't understand it. So don't ever wear the same outfit. It just makes sense, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I remember being a bit like, ah, I can't be clocked, man. This is crazy. But why is it crazy? I'm not up.
Yeah.
Like, why is it crazy?
Yeah.
Like, forget it, man. Like, but yeah, I quit last year, man. Cool. And this is my story.
An honourable shout out to Jordy. New project out right now.
Come on, man.
What's
say
it
no
called?
More.
PLT.
It's actually SNM on paper, but yeah, I call it Say No More.
You call it Say No More? Yeah. But did it say PLT?
PLT is a song taken off the project.
Oh, okay, man.
Yeah, no, it's me. I'm confusing with all these letters. It's probably... What? Come on. I dropped the video PLT today. Say No More.
Oh, yeah, of course you did. Yeah. I am paying attention. Definitely paying attention.
Oh, yeah, Wonder Kid was out last week.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Jamie saying F the Brits when the Brits dropped as well. Just thought I'd throw it in there.
Yeah, big him up. Come obviously, on, every day of the week, twice on a Sunday.
Wonder Kid's special. It's very special.
Also, shout out to Rado still. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she got cleaned up, man.
Do you know what? Let me tell you something, yeah. Her story is an interesting one. We've talked about it here on the pod before, but she was signed was it an album deal? From a long time ago. She was like an early teen, I think, when she even signed that deal. Anyway, they discovered that she had a good pen. So yeah, she was writing for artists and whatnot, giving them hits and whatever else. Then she's basically saying, do you know what? I could write one for myself.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? Yeah. Can you just write for so-and-so, please? And then she's so like, rude. She's written the next hit now. And then she's gone back and basically said, do you know what though? I think I could do one for me. And they said, yeah.
we got so-and-so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds right.
So then she wrote it, did the next one. And then they said, and then she said, look, but I think I've been here for some years now.
Nice.
And they said, listen, shut up, yeah, and write.
Yeah, enough's enough.
Yeah, shut up and write. Yeah, that works. Yeah, we'll cross that bridge later. I read in an interview where she said that the label boss said to her, he said to her one time, listen, yeah, it's like you're 6-0 down at half time.
That is so rude.
What's the score now?
Yeah, that's a bar.
She come back at the Brits and won 6 of them.
Wow.
Funny number, that, isn't it?
I just think...
6-0 down.
I want to know one thing, yeah? Because this is a bit unfair, I feel. For people like myself, like you, like Jordy, if we make mistakes, usually it's in front of the whole world.
Of course.
And then, unfortunately, we have to deal with the consequences of our actions. How about that person that told Ray she's 6-0 down? What happens to them? Surely they must have to get some, because if you've messed up on Ray, you can't just carry on with life at that record label. No.
Paul, trust me, they're getting conked.
All right.
Yeah.
That's maybe, a mad thing, bro.
It depends, though. What happens is, yeah, from experiences of what has been told to me, yeah, is that if you have, say you got the label boss, you got the A&Rs and whatnot now, yeah? And then the label boss might say, don't know, I'm not too keen on that. Mm. The A&R might come in and say, I think we should do X, Y, and Z. And the label boss might say, don't really know about that. I'm not really sure. So the A&R might be like, all right, cool. We're just not going to do it. If that artist then goes and does a badness,
mm-hmm,
the label boss is going to come back and say, why the fuck didn't we sign so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
The A&R is going to say, I was going to do it, but you were saying to me, you weren't really sure about it. Then the label boss will say, listen, it's your fucking job to tell me what's going on out there. You're the young buck. You know what's going on outside. Convince me. Because ultimately, I've got to sign off the money. If I sign off the money and it don't work, then obviously I have to hear from my man in America or whatever else. However, if you are the label boss, though, which it seemed like in this situation, I could be wrong, but in this case, it was the label boss that said,
oh,
it's like you're 6-0 down at half nil at half time. That's a whole different thing. So the clarting only really now will happen from the person who is the super higher up, who may not necessarily be fully aware of what's going on. They might just know.
I think they're aware. This has got a lot of publicity, bro.
Fair.
I remember when it first came out, and then obviously Ray's got the number one album and everything that happened in and around that. And then now he's 6 Brits later.
Yeah.
I think they're aware.
No, here it is.
I think they're aware. It stinks. But something should happen,
but man. Do you see that, though? Do you see that? Like, you might have a banger. You take it to your A&R. Your A&R takes it to the big dog. The big dog says, nah. I just like that. Your banger's not a banger for the world to see.
That's crazy, bro.
It's nuts.
Bro, that's crazy to me, man.
But you know what it is,
and like, though? Just, and it's just based off your taste level.
Like, yeah, who are you, yeah. Like, not just or, like, no, don't or, say it, don't say it. Honestly, who yeah. are you?
It's your taste level. It's your taste level, and it's also element of what they think the science is at that point. But you know what? Like, in fairness to them, there's budgets and whatever, and there's money that is being spent on these artists, isn't it? Yeah. Someone is signing off a checkbook, right? A lot of labels get a bligh because some of them have legacy acts that turn over a crazy amount of money, yeah, so facts. They can spend stuff. Ireland have Bob Marley. Facts. That thing there is still going crazy.
Of course.
So it gives them a little bit of a thing where they can do take certain risks stuff. And yeah, stuff they can like take that. Little, they can take risks and whatever. Yeah. Now, ultimately, it's all a risk. So, you can say, when you're at a label, you know what? I took a risk and I said no, and it didn't work out. The thing is, your resume still has to have something great in it, because you can't turn down a few of those.
Yeah.
And then they go mad, and then in your resume, you ain't got something in there that is going crazy as well.
It's a bad CV.
Because it is about the CV. And that's how some of these don't get jobs in the first place. Some of them get jobs off of old shit that they've done, and they've done it one time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Shoot. They might have signed one artist, that one artist went through the roof, and now all of a sudden, the whole industry is so excited about you because you signed so-and-so and done such and such and the other, yeah? But they will always say, you're only as good as your next thing, innit?
Yeah.
So once you got that, you get this job, you get that promotion, you get what X, Y, and Z. If you don't truly know what you're doing, next minute you're a higher up, and you're just trying to rely on other people that's going to do your job for you.
This is why I think, like, I don't know how to do it, because obviously the things that you've said are important. We got to keep on these lights. But history suggests that culture is the only thing that saves any one chosen art form. History suggests years later, you can go and do R&B slow jams, play 90s music, and it's sold out all the time. History suggests Oasis could do a concert tomorrow. That these are integral parts of culture. So where is that division in every one record label where it's not about the return, it's about understanding if this is going to impact culture in some capacity because of the sonical experience it gives away, such as if you're talking the hardest or something like that, there should be a pot of money or some type of situation for that. Because some things are not about how much money they're going to make over a fucking month or a year, it's the longevity it's going to have within that one situation. Scarface completely bombed when it came out in the cinema. Completely bombed. They then put it on VHS. It attaches itself to the culture. The culture goes, wait a minute, this is the story of how to make it in America. That's still a film that is loved and admired today. So I just think there needs to be a division in every one culture where someone goes, hey, this ain't the song to, but this is the song that this will get played in barbecues for forever. We need to figure out a way to promote this type of music. A particular, I understand it's a business, but like you said, each business has a little thing where, hey, we got this Bob Marley collection, or we got Ed Sheeran, or we got Rihanna, so we got an extra bit of money. I just think them extra bits of money should just be put into culture just because those things are preserved. This is my opinion, I know.
Well, they will say that, like, that extra bit of money is getting spent. I think it is, I hear what you're saying about, like, specifically to one dimension of it, but so many record labels are essentially living off of really old stuff that a lot of them not weren't even a part of when that shit was happening.
But then doesn't that say that we should, what are we going to be living off years to come later? Like, what's the new old music we're going to be living off if we're not trying to create music in that same type of form? Do you know how I understand where I'm coming from? Like the pop music now, for example, the pop music that kept the lights on when I was around in 2012, for example, nobody plays it. Nobody plays it. All the top songs then, I don't hear anybody play it. So I'm like, wow, if that continues to happen and that becomes a cycle, then what happens to, like, you know what I'm saying? The music that can definitely have an impact 10, 15 years from now, 20
it's
years
a,
from
it's
now.
It's a risk though, because you can never say definite. Look at Illmatic. Illmatic didn't do well when that first came out. Now it is a flipping
classic,
absolute to pieces, but you know, there will always be one person. There would have been one person in that situation, in that Illmatic situation, that would have said, this album is going to be a classic. But the majority of people at the time would not have been able to... Yeah, as a definite. Hold on, sorry.
No, I was
going to
say, the person that can read the room and recognise what you're talking about isn't there. He's in the streets with everybody else.
I don't necessarily think that's true anymore, you know?
No, it's not.
That's not true so much anymore. Jordy goes to some of these buildings.
I go to some of them.
Truckee goes to some of these buildings. People are there, man. I just think it's just...
Why are they listening?
Some of them are in the buildings trying to fight the fight though.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like this is the thing, yeah. What happens is sometimes is that like let's say in plain and simple terms, yeah. Okay. Something might happen. Let's say like a George Floyd thing. Crazy. I'm just making a big thing to make a point here, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
George Floyd happens now. Companies say, "Oh right, we need diversity and we got to do some stuff." Yeah, we got to be seen to be doing something. You know what? You're doing something in the culture. You come in, we'll give you a salary. That's what happens, yeah. So now at first the conversations are, "Yes, we want you because you are part of the culture. You're good, blah blah, whatnot, and we're just here to help you. Just let us know what you need. We'll sign it off, yeah." So then at first it's all good. But that person in the building is like, "Do you know what, yeah? You really need to have a look at this. I think it's really important for you to have a look at that." And they might look at that and they might look at the numbers, they might look at some things around it and be like, "Ah, all right, we'll give it a go." But if it doesn't do something immediate, the next time the other person comes in and says, "You know what?" Because sometimes you need that. Sometimes you're not going to hit it right off the bat.
At all.
You get what I'm saying? I really need you to pay attention to that. Next minute, now all of a sudden, this diversity thing is not cool anymore, by the way. The conversation's moved on to something else. You still got a job and you got a salary. Shut your mouth. You're working for us. You're all right. Just be quiet.
Don't mum. We gave you a chance here.
But they're in there saying, "Yo, this is what's happening. This is the thing. Boom, 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 boom." And it's like, you know what? You're just trying to fight a losing battle to a degree until you do make something really, really work undeniably.
Because think about it, not everyone's going to have the perseverance Geordie has. Not everyone's going to have that side. Geordie just got this stubborn attitude where, "I'm not listening to anybody, this is working." Not everybody has that type of mentality, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? And I rate it, but imagine Geordie didn't. I would never have got Wonder Kid. We never would have got to Wonder Kid.
Mm.
I've never worked in an office, but if I was to guess, I reckon there's a fight in there right now about how this stuff is consumed. Because TikTok makes things a bit microwavey, innit?
Mm.
So they're trying to fight the beast, but they got to feed it too.
Mm.
And how do you do both? You can't fight it and kill it if you're feeding it too. Mm. But you need to feed it to make money.
I don't know. I've lived in this world for a little while. People are fighting to feed it.
There's a problem in the building in that sense.
Yeah.
And I don't know how. I mean, Universal said, "Just give us our stuff. We're not with you no more."
So yeah.
That's a start.
With TikTok, you're talking about. Yeah,
with TikTok. So that's a start. But there's a problem with how it's consumed. How this stuff's consumed. I already said, we need to go back to physicals and listen to stuff.
There's a problem with how the money's being distributed and all of that as well.
Mm.
But then,
this is crazy because if there's more money, listen, I'm just talking from a weird perspective. If there's more money now, that means there was still money back in the day and people was all right.
More money for who though?
Well, there's clearly more money for artists if there's more opportunities to get paid in different areas. I think there's more opportunities for us to get paid. But it doesn't mean that there wasn't opportunities prior. But there would be. On TikTok, there's opportunities to get paid. If you're an artist now, you don't just have to rely on a campaign. You could, if you get your business right, you can be relevant all year round. And when you drop your project, you're just reminding people you make music. Or, like for example, yourself, you're on Filthy Fellas. Them opportunities are not around for artists back in the day. So there are opportunities right now for you to make money, I believe. There are loads of opportunities.
I don't know.
I think...
I don't know that there are.
I think there is though. I'm looking at it. There is opportunities for you to make money. It's just that I think some people don't want to do some of the hard work in certain areas for them to get them opportunities to make that money. Like some people just want to stay with the traditional, "I just make music." And I wish that was the case. But it's 2024. We got to accept it. You said it to me a year ago and you're so right. Every building I go to, they say the same thing. Music's content right now. So you have to adapt. People have always had to adapt. There's other ways of making money. I've lost my point in my trailer thought now, but find out next week.
I don't know that there's money. That's my thing. I actually don't know that there's money. I think everything's shrunk and everyone's just getting...
That was my point. I think if there's money about, why is everyone so greedy for to get the most? We don't have to get the most. We just have to get enough to do our thing, surely. I think everyone's kind of... We were talking about this today. How music is compromised, I think, a lot because people want to be the best and they want to be competitive against each other. And that kind of changes the sound of the music. It changes the direction of the music, changes the feel of the music. Like back in the day, I felt people wanted to make the best music. That's why I can go to a 90s R&B thing and I'm like, "Yo, this is crazy." Today, everyone wants to be the best. That makes music sound different.
Sometimes the best music is just not making enough money. Yeah. Do you know the thing is? Mm, yeah,
that's true, yeah, for real.
So, I'll give you a real life situation, but I can't say names because.
Oh yeah, yeah. Protect
but so someone that I highly respect, who I'm like very cool with as well, works at a label and whatnot, has signed someone who like is respected in that as well. Yeah, and things have, from the surface, have been going really well. The relationship and stuff like that have been cool, and that artist has had the leeway to be able to kind of do what he's needed to do in order to, you know what I mean, cut through and whatnot, yeah? And culturally, we have all kind of accepted and embraced it, and like it's just been quite a good thing or whatnot. However, when you look at the business element, which they will have to look at, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I think there was like, the artist was upset that there was a bit of money that wasn't being released for something, or like the artist wanted something or the other. I can't really remember. I don't want to dig too deep into that because I don't really know that bit. Mm-hmm. But the interesting part to me was that what he did was he brought the artist to the to him, and he was like, listen, look at these figures. They're just under 600,000 in the minus.
Wow.
And he's like, I have to, as much as I'm here doing culture stuff and whatever, yeah, there's going to be a point where I get a phone call from the higher up asking what's going on, and that person don't understand our thing. Mm. So I'm having to fight that all of the time. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because yes, there's certain monies that's being made or whatever, yeah, but certain business elements of it, it's not. And then you got somebody in there that's like trying to do the right thing, but sometimes doing the right thing, there has to be context and like, you know, a wider conversation being had. And for some of the higher ups, That context is just put in the figure.
Yeah.
I don't know about who and what that person means or whatnot. Mm. All I know is that we signed off some shit and this is that.
So what are we doing? That coming back? So again, it goes back to my point of the business. I think a lot of people don't, because this is a very, very like trial and error type of situation. It's not like a profession which has been done for years that we got enough information on. We don't. So where it's trial and error, people take it serious when they feel that it's being reciprocated as serious. If they took it serious from the moment they picked up the pen, I think our business would be a little bit better. When Jordy spoke about the amount you invest into something, I can't lie, that's a massive, massive problem. And sometimes you just be investing without even recording. Before you know it, you've invested 10 bags. I need some of that 10 bags back now.
Yeah.
And then now that you're working from the minus, you start doing business from the minus rather than starting from the plus. So I do think of a lot of it is the business element of things, man. I see people throwing money at things and I'm like, what are you doing? This is never going to work. In a million years. And now you start doing business from the minus. I just think, start doing business from the start, man.
Do you know what doesn't work either? Is if somebody accuses you of being gay, talking about how much you love pussy.
Fam, it was such a howler, yeah?
That is so gay.
It's such a... so gay. Brother.
Do you know what that is? That's, how can I be racist? My friends are black.
Yeah. That's what that is. Yeah,
that's how I got black mates.
That's is it Andrew Schultz, the guy that's like making jokes about it on stage?
He killed him.
What did he say?
Killed him. Exactly what you're saying right now, but obviously through comedy. Absolutely annihilated him on stage.
It's funny, bruv, because we talk about Meek Mill, by the way. There's a thing that came out. Was Diddy chopping him or something?
Apparently
yeah.
He was redacted.
Freak Mill, is that what they were calling him?
Yeah, they're calling him Freak Mill.
And they're trying to say Meek Mill called the police on flipping.
Hey, and then when
academics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Feds went to academics' house.
When they accused him of it, yeah, my man went straight on Twitter. No, I love pussy. It's getting wet. I love shit. Yeah, he started going crazy. As soon as I saw that, I thought this song is gay.
One love to the gay people.
Oh, yeah. One love to the gay people. Hey, that's you! And it's all right. I don't believe he's gay, but I just thought that was just gay.
It's just that's not the best way to try and convince people you're not.
Nah, man. You know what you gotta do? You gotta lean into it. Yo, I sucked some dick yesterday. I'm joking.
That's a big lean.
Hey, cuz, clip that up right now.
Clip
that up right. Clip that up right now. That's crazy, bro. That's outrageous, bro.
But I know what Chucky means, but I don't know. The example is bad, but I know what he means.
Chucky always I wasn't with you, but when you said that, I definitely wasn't with you, my Charlie.
But Meek's just someone that you shouldn't type.
Who? When is Meek? When are we going to take Meek Mill serious again?
When he stops typing.
I think. Dry legs with the chicken nuggets. Yeah, that stinks.
He stops typing, bro.
When Puff Daddy called him Daddy when he was in the pool. When he fell down the staircase during COVID or when it was snowing. There's so much things that happened.
He's had a lot of stuff going on.
When that's do we fair, take...
Like, was there a thing of him? Was there a thing of him on the trampoline?
Yeah. When he was bunny hopping from because he lost the flapping tennis game. When are we going to take Meek Mill serious? Because you know what's so bad, yeah? Meek does this and he's not trying to be funny, but I laugh at him. Rick Ross actually tries to be funny on social media and I laugh with him. So Rick Ross can be gangster, I take it a little bit serious. I don't take this guy serious no more. Why?
Maybe, you know what it is? Our perception of who he is and what he represents, yeah, was a certain thing. And then as soon as man started going on the internet, yeah. When man started going on the internet and doing stuff, you start looking at them and thinking, okay, maybe their thing is like, it's not even that it's not like that, because it still could be.
Like, it still could be, yeah,
it still could be, but it's just, it's all perception, isn't it? So like, when you then see somebody, when you see them outside of that, it just looks funny.
Yeah.
But I think like, I don't know, man. I saw that and I just thought it was a joke.
He just fought too hard.
Yeah, he fought way too hard about it.
He fought too hard. Like, if it's not true, like, all you got to do is just make a, like, I don't know, man. Like, Giggs just usually leaves one tweet and you know, all right.
Like, when I was a kid, anyone that fights that hard is guilty.
Right.
And I'm not saying Meek's guilty, but if you're not guilty, just leave. Usher ain't said a word. Usher went a Bali and chilled.
I got something to say though.
Me
about
too.
About Giggs.
Okay, I was gonna go
about who?
Giggs.
Go about. Ooh, you wanna wait till next week?
Why?
Because I don't wanna be.
That's two things I don't wanna be fixing right now.
It's not harsh. But obviously now, when obviously all the Freak Off stuff that Diddy was was coming out here, hey, Diddy's been outside. Anyway, and then obviously people were just trying, making jokes and then tying Giggs' name into it and whatever else, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously the internet is joking on the landlord and whatnot and it's all just a bit mad, yeah? But what, like, because I'm still going to go with the same principle. Giggs, we all know what Giggs is and what he represents. We all know this. Everyone knows. And if you don't know, then you're not of this thing.
Facts.
He, of all people, don't need to go on the internet and remind us that he is the landlord. We know that. Anyone that understands that gets it. So when I saw him, like go and do that and say, like, rah, like, my thing is 30, like, I'm the landlord or whatever, I thought it looked like he was rattled a little bit. And I'm like, you don't need to be. You're the guy, bro. Like, you are the I know that, like, there's obviously another Don on Twitter doing stuff or whatever else or whatever, yeah. But no one can't ever. His thing is so set in stone. It doesn't even, all of that stuff, all the joke stuff, it does not matter when it comes to him.
But we are all human.
Right.
We're just human beings. And it's not like Giggs hasn't responded to certain things online. Big man, you said something one time, he was here within 2 weeks. So it's not. Let's not pretend that this is just the only thing he's responded to. He's responded to things before. Do you know what I'm saying? Tweets are funny though, but I didn't mind a little response, man. We're in that day and age and that era now, man. I accept it. Sometimes just respond.
Giggs said, let's not forget who we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Let's not forget who we're dealing with.
I like that.
Cut the crap. Cut the crap.
So old school.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's very old school.
I guess, like, in my mind, within, say, like, the scraps and the posty thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing where scraps has basically said, well, yeah, is that what their man are on? And he said, right, like, you can't come to man with that. Like, man will disarm you. That's, like, within conversation. Mm. So I hear it. If, like, Scraps went online and he said it, like, it's still a gangster thing to say, but man know that, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but give it some context. The other, you know, every day tweeting this thing.
No, I hear it.
Every day. My
what
brother.
Were they saying about Giggs? Were they saying
every day?
Were they saying that Diddy chopped Giggs, though?
Nah, there's one day where it just picked, there's some stupid TikTok guy about, with some conspiracy about how apparently, like, Giggs was lying in guys up for
I don't want to be in the.
Honestly, did you not hear the way I was slowing down? As I was trying to. Did you not hear the way I was slowing down? Well, listen.
But you know how ridiculous. Hey,
that's what I'm saying. The TikTok, like who is this what, TikTok conspiracy?
What Peckham G's?
That's what.
Diddy?
Right, stop.
But what? So we, because from what I know, there ain't booty goons in this country. Is there?
You're asking the wrong brother. You gotta go and find your other friends. My guy, can we just stop?
Who's Ugg God again?
I just come to talk about my brother, man. Yeah,
Wonder Kid, Shape. My brother, man. It's Ramadan Sunday. Like, just chill, man. This comes out on...
I know what you're talking about.
I vaguely remember. I just remember Ugg being a thing.
No. You're talking about Ugg Queen.
Yeah, Ugg Queen. But there were no Don.
The man. Yeah, he had another name.
There was an Ugg Don.
His name was... I don't want to say...
Who was he Ucking that was famous?
What's saying?
Was it Beans?
Who?
Actually, you know what?
Hey, you're going to get yourself phone call today.
Say no more now, man.
Nah. But big them up anyway. And shout out to Gigs every time still, landlord. But, Gigs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You got bear chat because you're off camera, innit? Yeah, no one knows.
I know exactly.
Watch out.
But yeah, Diddy was. I mean, look, man.
Diddy had fun. Diddy, he had his own fun, but he had fun for a long time.
Hey, he was outside piping, innit?
He done too much, man. His heat map was crazy.
Yeah.
He's Freddie Ljungberg early millennials, fam. He just done too much.
You know what's funny? No, it's not.
Did
funny.
He do too much?
He done more than Griselda, and I'm on episode 5, and she done a bit.
It sounds like he did too much.
Do you know why?
Yeah, bro.
Do you know why, yeah? Is because maybe, you know what? He might have done enough in his own mind so that when it all comes out that that's what he's done, there's no desire to want to do it anymore.
Bro, he paid one.
Do you get what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? But basically, yeah.
Wait, look, let me land. I hope you don't.
Let me land, yeah? You go to a buffet, and you just go crazy. So now, you know what? If they take the food and whatever else now, you don't need to eat again.
So you're comparing this to a buffet. It says a lot about you, my friend.
It was a buffet for Diddy.
Yeah.
It was a buffet for Diddy.
Brother, I don't want to know about Diddy's buffet. Listen, I went to a Diddy party.
I went to a Diddy party
in America. What? During the day, you outside, what? There's witnesses, it's during. It's during Coachella.
You kept that quiet,
it's
though.
In the tent that I did.
Yeah.
I was with loads of people.
Right, then.
I remember one girl had a tag on, bruv. I said, what? Why is this your pirate? Brother, I went to film it and she turned around. I had to delete the video because I just know Diddy parties are just... And no one was allowed inside the house. The house was wild, bro.
Diddy
paid someone. Yeah, brother.
Diddy paid someone 30 mil.
It's even darker, though, isn't it? Really and truly.
We're talking about it.
Of course, we know that.
Of course.
You paid someone 30 mil, bro.
We're just having a just, you get what I'm saying? Allow man to get some jokes off. You get what I'm saying?
It's Iceland in the winter. Understand that. Come on, my guy.
Hey, we covered the Cassie thing and that already.
Have you not seen the stories of Don's opening doors and guys just sitting on Diddy's lap and he's looking at them like, get out. Like, this is funny. This is the guy who I told you we won't stop. Like, Puff Daddy, what is he doing?
Hey, wanking in a chair with Don's.
It's mad, bro.
Like,
I don't know how you even find that you like that.
Bro, I know a Don. I know a Don.
How is that your
Yeah, how do you know? How do you know that you're,
How do you know that's going to arouse you, bro? This guy is crazy.
I know a Don that how do I tell his story? I don't know how he likes that, innit? But I heard that he was like... hey, do you know what? Maybe this story is problematic.
You have to.
Why do you want him to land? So, what's wrong with you today?
Nah, he's here.
What's wrong with you today?
You can't let him finish like that.
Basically, I can. Pause. Why for that? Pause.
Oh, this is mad. It's all Puff Daddy's fault.
Nah, but put it this way: there's a certain man that enjoy. It's called cock holding, isn't it?
Cock.
Yeah, cock. That's cocks. It. Yeah, cock holding.
Man, watching their miss get.
Not, yeah, it doesn't even have to be your missus though. You could just enjoy watching two people or a bunch of people.
That's voyeurism. That's voyeurism.
Voyeurism.
Cockhold is if it's your missus, I believe. And voyeurism.
Voyeurism?
Yeah.
Wow, I've learned something today.
Voyeurism is, I just want to watch, brother.
Say you watch by accident. Is that voyeurism?
Yes.
If you're watching by accident, but what isn't no, voyeurism?
You can't watch by accident. You can look by accident. If you watch, you're watching.
Wait, but doesn't the context get taken? If you take your dick out, isn't that when it's called something?
Sexual assault.
No permission. It's called a charge, my nigga. I don't know the difference, charge. But I believe cuckold is like you're in a relationship.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And voyeurism is I just like to watch in person.
Well, you know, Diddy's just gonna have to sit down now.
Diddy should sit down. He should.
You reckon he's not getting to, man?
What? Diddy tried to slowly roll back out, by the way.
How?
Yeah, I did see that.
He did, didn't
it? I did see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's like, he was putting his little family happy birthday, love. Yeah, he started to do that. Then he dropped his album, but he's obviously the thing is, the comments are deleted. Then this producer come out with a new
allegation.
Yeah, and he said, ah,
yeah, but that one there stinks, though.
Yeah, it stinks. It's a mess. Because why has your charge got Meek Mill's name half in it, half not in it? Like,
there's a bunch of things in that charge that just stinks. He's got, apparently, he set up a GoFundMe, like, some months ago. Because he was screaming about that he wasn't getting paid for his publishing. That was the first thing. He said he didn't get paid for his publishing. Then he's got a GoFundMe where it's like he wants people to donate money to help him sue Diddy for his publishing. Then obviously Diddy then settled the thing.
Yeah.
And then he came out and said, yeah, Diddy piped me. I need 30 mil.
He said, he took me on a boat. I met Cuba Gooding. Cuba Gooding just started touching my leg.
Cuban Good, he threw a man's name in it.
He threw Cuba Gooding in there.
Listen, I'm counting.
Bro, he said that Diddy dashed me a phone. I'm looking at the phone. It's just Stevie J chopping a man.
Yeah, and you know what? That Don wasn't Stevie J. It was apparently some next Don. He came out and said it was him.
Oh, big up the girl for admitting then.
Yeah.
If I'm Stevie J, I'm still mad though.
Of course I'm mad.
Yeah, he was throwing my name out there like that.
I've already got problems with Faith Evans right now. Like, what's going on, my guy?
No, so you know what? After that, there has to be some counter-suing going on now, because it's like, that gets ridiculous.
You know what? No. I feel like sometimes if you open the door for disrespect, whatever comes through, you have to hold that. And I think, Diddy, forget the counter-sue. You've done enough. Because you know what it is? Imagine this is what we know. I always think to myself, imagine what you don't know.
Well, right. That's what I mean. The minute he settled with Shorty, it was a wrap.
Come on.
Everyone was coming for theirs.
Yeah.
With like, Diddy tripped me up one time on the street.
Yeah,
I swear down, my ankle ain't been right since 97.
He didn't call me a cab in 94.
My ankle ain't been right.
Oh, Diddy, man.
Did he do it?
You know, it's so sad.
He definitely did.
Yeah, 50 Cent's just on him.
Yeah, 50's been on him.
50's just on him, relentless.
50 is like a real... He's like a super independent artist. He just does exactly what he wants to do and says exactly what he wants to say whenever he wants to say it at any time of the day and night. I see this man posting at either 1 p.m. in the day, our time, which means that it might be God knows whatever time over
New
there.
York.
Or I see him posting at 1 a.m. in the morning, which is whatever time over... It's like whatever time in the day this Don is posting and saying some shit.
When that happened, the day that charge, that case came to light, 50 had hit like 2 billion views for In The Club, which is like the highest viewed video from that era on YouTube, whatever. And he posted it on his story and he goes, I can't even celebrate this, man. I need to sit down.
Oh my God. He's the best, you know. He might be. Is this the worst cancellation of all time from someone in the culture?
Oh no, not worse than Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby got fucking clamped.
Yeah, he got fried still.
So Bill Cosby's worse than Puff Daddy?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, Puff Daddy's pretty bad. This is pretty bad.
Bill Cosby done bad stuff.
Now, Bill Cosby was bad. Very bad. But I mean in terms of incident, just in terms of like how long it's lasting, just all the media around it. Because Bill Cosby's
was longer too.
It was longer, innit?
What?
Yeah, but you know what I think, yeah?
But he's not our age mate.
Right. That's where I was about to go.
Because I was about to say that, like, his one was obviously mad, but I don't think Bill Cosby felt it as much. Like, he would have felt, like, the implications of maybe money stopping and all that type of stuff. And that's probably the most important element. It's like, once you stop the money, someone's fucked. But not only has Diddy's money stopped a piece, but he's being fried in places where he would see it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? His utes and that still live with him too. So that's a whole next thing because they're all still in the yard. Yeah, they're all still in the yard. So that yard must be frosty.
Frosty!
let me tell you that now. Because yeah, then they threw Justin Combs in the mix as well.
They did.
Yeah, they said that he was what? That my man, I don't know, what was he doing?
He was supplying.
Searching the net.
That's the thing though, there was one picture of an underage girl and Diddy kissing.
Hmm? Yeah, that stinks.
Was it? Yeah.
That stinks. Well, man. You know, we say howlers.
Do you know what?
Please.
We need to save. I don't know if I even found any, but I did find some. We've got into a habit, EA Sports, of sending each other howlers.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. Feels right.
Yeah, it's good still.
Which ones have I found?
Oh, so what, you just, like, you ain't prepared none of them? You're just throwing them in the mix?
Well, at least I've got the Meek Mill one.
This is
Andrew.
He's in Philadelphia.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's great.
Honestly, we're just reiterating now, but I just think there's better ways to handle allegations like this. Also, I want to big up man like Burna Boy for acknowledging what's happening within his community and acknowledging who's looking at him funny whilst he's on stage. Look what he had to say to someone that was looking at him funny on stage.
I said, are you ready to go home? So tell me why this guy's been looking at me like this the whole show. Did I put anomaly on your game? Because I can.
Oh, that's not fair, man.
That is not fair. Not only do you pick on the individual and let him know,
I paid for a ticket.
I'm here. And I can't look at it how I want. No. He wasn't on that. He wasn't on that. He embarrassed him in front of the whole show. And do you know what? I would have gone home.
Yeah, that stinks.
I've got to go home, man.
Not before he's done yet. Stinks.
Not before he's done yet. After yeah, I'll go
home. Yeah, I hear it still.
Yeah. Do you dance?
Do I dance?
Yeah.
I nod.
Yeah.
I nod. It's a London nod.
I want to give a shout out to Michelle Williams. She recently done an advert.
Sick advert.
That advert is absolutely incredible. I'll play a piece of it now. That's actually not it, but this is.
Okay, okay. My Uber One membership savings don't disappoint. You know what is disappointing? I was in one of the most iconic girl groups and no one recognizes me.
Michelle! Michelle! You spit that out! Huh? Naughty Michelle! Michelle!
So Michelle just clowning herself for not being the most popular individual in Destiny's Child. I don't think she should be that unhappy because you could be Latavia. Nobody remembers Latavia.
Yeah. Do you know what the thing is though? That joke feels hella late though.
There was a time for it.
Yeah, there was a time for that. This joke is like about... This joke should have been dropped about...
I would say 10.
Yeah, 10, 12 years. Yeah.
But she has to grow to accept it first, I think. I hear that.
She's in therapy. Yeah, it's true. She's in therapy. And then she's made peace with it and now she can joke about it. I hear that still.
Every team needs a Pep Guardiola. Everybody, Pep told the whole team, Messi's the guy in this changing room. You have to learn to accept it if we're going to be great. The last one is basically, I want to show people how to not treat the woman you love after she's had a child. I think this is not something I feel should happen. And if it does, and it's filmed, and this is your sister, you should have a word.
Jesus. Pardon?
Can we do a roast?
You want me to do a roast?
Yeah.
Can I just remind you of something? I gave birth 2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days ago, and you came out of the hospital straight away. You've been sitting around all this time, so you can make a roast.
Just send me home to get rest at home.
Yeah, but you've been doing nothing but resting. Look at all these cups of tea, Krista. I mean, look, I'm just saying...
I'm sorry that I need caffeine to keep going with a newborn baby.
Yeah, and it's not easy for me either, right? I didn't give birth. No, well, I'm not sleeping like you, so I'm knackered. You're awake. So, my mum and dad are coming, and you know what they're like? They always want a roast, so...
They always want a roast, yeah. And I've not just given birth 2 days before. You can get up and make it yourself.
Look, you do it much better than I do. We know that. I've tried. It's a waste of time.
Why are you gaslighting me?
I'm not gaslighting you. You always say I'm gaslighting you. I'm not.
You're trying to manipulate me into making a roast for your mum and dad because you can't be asked. Well, do you know what? I've just cooked for the last 9 months. Your kid.
Yeah. I'll sit with them, with the baby, talk to them. You've got like a couple of hours
to
yourself.
Oh, you sit on your ass with the baby while I'm stood slaving over a hot stove. It doesn't work.
Watch this.
Set me ass for the baby, so you say it's easy then. Yeah, so if that's the case, then you can go in the kitchen then, can't you? What's the problem?
Right, let me just start by saying...
Talk to me, Jordy.
White people take roast very serious.
I hear it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, a good roast slaps. I'll tell you that.
And brother, you just told her to get up. That's how serious they take it.
Man said, listen, look at all those cups for a start. You've got up and made tea. Yeah?
Brother.
My mum and dad are coming. You know how much they
go
love
and flipping, you know what I mean? Go and get the parsnips ready.
You're going to roast your gal because she never made a roast.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Just... Go to the pub.
Right then.
Yeah, it's true. They do roast too.
They do roast there.
I'm going to one on Sunday, actually.
Serious?
Proper, yeah, proper roast.
There's one in Manchester.
Flipping neck, man.
But hear me out.
Took a more local pub.
Or maybe Birmingham, where it's a yardie roasting.
Oh, yeah,
it's meant to be banging.
There's actually one in London as well, which I think is in Camden.
Oh, my days. There's a yardie place that does pies. And it's like...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, one stop.
Everything in Harlesden is yard.
Everything.
Well,
everything in Harlesden is yard. Even the post office.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I went to the corner shop. I see a yard man working in there. That spun me to pieces.
Serious?
Yeah.
So Jamaica. That's why I love Harlesden. You know, give back to the community.
Yeah, exactly.
Jamaica.
Yeah,
well, they're much. Gentrifying that now. So
yeah,
know.
Slightly.
Serious?
No, yeah.
Coffee shops yet?
New builds.
I think they've got. They might have a Starbucks around there now somewhere.
The new one is when they give you that sort of like localized coffee shop.
Yeah, with no name.
Oh, with no name. Yeah,
wooden interior.
Yeah, exactly. Wooden interior. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
All right, then, man. Them. Well, yeah. Love and God. What's the man them got for the weekend? Actually, let's not do that because it timestamps this.
Oh, yeah, but we have to go listen to Jordy's new project that's coming out. Exactly. My head, that's out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was going to talk about Mother's Day.
BLT. Oh, sugar.
There shit, yeah, see, isn't it? Honorable shout out to Mumsy and that.
Here to help. Oh, yeah, this comes out on Mother's Day. Come on, be like all the mums.
This is already out on Mother's Day.
Yeah, tell your mums to play Say No More, man. I don't know. I'm just.
Nah, I'm with it.
I've been rattled since the gigs, I'll be honest.
Fam, do you know what? I was trying to think what's swaying my head. It's you.
What's that?
It's you, man. Since that Giggs and Diddy's conversation.
Oh, because like, Giggs is going to make a phone call now. Yeah, he's going to shout me and then he's just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to apologize, explain, boom, this is what I meant, boom, 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 boom. And then he's just not going to fuck with me for a bit. And then, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then it's always going to be love because Giggs is the landlord and that's the guy.
Well, you get that, Grace.
I don't
get that, Grace.
Do you know what? Sometimes, yeah, it's better to not have the phone call because the phone call is not...
It's not nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
When you see your phone ringing and it's his name, how long do you let it ring before you press?
Nah, the first thing you think is, what did I say? What happened? Yeah? What happened? So you are, and then you answer the phone from that bit.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, you get hit with the sentence immediately. And then you're like, you go to say something back, but you got to let that person do that. And then afterwards, then you can say a thing. And
trust me.
I've had all different types of those types of conversations with people, to be honest with you. All different types of like roadmen that have called me on a, like, not on a like, they're going to do me something, but just a disgruntled one.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, disgruntled one. And usually those conversations are like, they're quite the same in the sense that the best thing to do in that scenario is at first let them
get off.
Yeah.
Get
because off. Because they've already been thinking about it anyway. Yeah. And then they just need to just do that.
Mm-hmm. Frisco pulled up.
Yeah, Frisco came here.
I watched that. Frisco was upset the whole episode.
Bro?
Yeah, I realized. Fuming, oh! Yeah. So this whole bit was leading up to here.
Yeah. He was not happy, bro. To the point where you see me sitting there like, what do I do? What do I do?
But you know what it is, yeah? Do you know why those things are like, why those conversations sometimes are mad, yeah? because I understand it, yeah? But I also understand that, like, these lot will never know where your heart is. They just see what they see.
Yeah,
so I get it.
It's true.
But it's so mad to me, yeah, when somebody that I genuinely...
Fuck with.
Like, forget the camera thing. Like, I hold to the highest regard.
That's actually always the
case. Like, literally, either understands my personality or something that's said or whatever. And they really have some feelings towards
it. Yeah.
Do you get me?
And it will always be that case because you only talk about the people you rate. You're not talking about someone you're like, he's a wasio. So you won't get that call from someone you actually don't rate.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I also think as well, like my thing, which I don't expect everyone to know, yeah, is just that like, see me and Poe, we don't earn a living on this pod by chatting shit about people and just dissing people. We spend a lot of time talking about the things that we do love.
Mm.
And I think people that that watch the pod religiously would be able to say a lot more of what we like than what we don't like.
Mm.
And that is a counter to like a lot of other people, because you know what? You can watch a lot of other things and they're just sitting there and just, they're just telling you, they're constantly for an hour and a half just telling you everything that they don't like.
Yeah.
And so I can say, oh yeah, I know this person, like they're good at what they do. Oh yeah, tell me what they don't like. Oh yeah, they don't like this, they hate that, they don't like this, they hate that. All right, so see that same person, can you say, what do they like?
They like turning up and telling you what they don't like.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. You get what I'm saying? So, you know.
Do you know what it is? I remember when Chucky said, listen, man, from now on, phone me when I say something nice as well. Not just when you decide you don't want to hear.
You know what?
It's true.
My thing is, yeah, it's always been, if we have not had a conversation on the phone or in life, when I've said something good, I promise you, I'm not having it when I've said something bad. Or it's something that you think is bad.
I hear that.
Nah, this is not. So, yeah, that is what that is.
I hear that one.
Peace out. Anyway, happy Mum's Day.
Man,
love you, Mum.
Give thanks and that.
And not all the women that have kids are great mums. So, I'm staying to the ones that I respect.
Jesus. Yeah, not best of luck, but like honourable shout out to all those that are that will be fasting as well.
Oh, my God. Because
Ramadan comes up and stuff like that. So, right, yeah, love and guidance every time.
One sacrifice. What are you giving up? You got to give up one thing.
Who, me?
Yeah, we all got to give up one thing.
Okay, we're gonna do that again, yeah? I'm on that, you know.
I'm on that. I'm giving up porn.
For Ramadan?
Yeah.
For Ramadan. I'll give up porn. But do you know what? I'm not really on that. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, do you know what? That's an easy one for me to give up.
No, but I'm not on it, but I can sway to it.
No, you don't have to do that, because I'll tell you something. I'll be honest. I'll let you know when I am. I'm one of them, man. Because you know what it is, yeah? Let me tell you something. It stops me from
doing a mad thing.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and not on a funny one and whatnot. Huh?
It stops you from
so long drives. It stops you from like the situations and that. Do you get what I'm saying? So for me, and because obviously you know what I'm saying, like things going on, I just want to be in. I just want to be at home.
All right, I'm doing semen retention.
What? Oh,
for 1 month.
For 1 month.
Semen retention for 1 month. What do you mean? Yeah, right. What semen retention for 1 month?
You're going to be so...
What does that look like? So what, you're not going to bust one nut?
Nothing. No sex. No.
How are we going to know though? Because obviously man's not going to tell you to show your tissue roll. That's easy. But they're going to ask him to show his tissue roll.
That's lying.
So what's this wrong? All right, what can I do then? I don't know what... I'm going to do it anyway because I find that interesting. That I do on a regular basis.
I don't want to do a vegetable thing because we did that before.
And now I eat broccoli all the time. So thank you for that though.
What about me?
Ooh.
Can you give him a pause?
Huh?
Wow. That's a mad
pause. What about me? What, like no meat from...
This is loudest comments.
You know what? Yeah, I don't like... I will do... Because I've done it before.
A meat
but I just,
meal fast. So good.
I've done it before. But I'm not in the spirit to want to do that right now.
But nah, that's what it's about though.
100%. That 100%.
You're not supposed to be in the spirit to give something up.
I said, nah, I don't feel like giving that up, man.
Oh, man. That is funny. That is funny. For that?
You know what, nah, hear what though? But because I was about to transition to like, and I wanted to eat more meat, yeah? Do you know what? I'll get out of here, bro. Bye. Let's bye. Go. Man. We'll do this another day. But yeah, well, you know what? We'll figure whatever it is out. And then we'll come. Actually, you lot can tell us. Nah, actually, no. I'm not.
No, you lot leave a comment and tell us what we should give up. And then I will start next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.